The true genius knows he is a genius, but knows everyone else is a genius too. The true genius knows he is a genius, but knows everyone else is a genius too. That's the biggest part of it, to know that everyone else is a genius too. We have all sorts of great and beautiful and wonderful ideas that come into our consciousness that strike us as being something very fantastic and wonderful, and we try to bring those things out in the world so that we can enjoy them. We try to bring them out in the world so that we can put them to work for us and have a lot of fun doing it. It's quite an art to do this, and it is something that everyone can and does do, but everyone doesn't know what they're doing. Because we act like a genius, we are a genius, we know what a genius is. A genius is a person who says, I know that I know that I know, and the divine in me is the answer, the divine in me knows, and knowing this, the genius answers to every question that he has in his heart. The genius is comfortable with every thought that comes to his being, and he is aware of it, and he also recognizes that everybody else is a genius. Now, this is the interesting part. I've been suffering under this apprehension all my life. I think that everybody in the world knows me, knows what I am doing, knows who I am, knows what I'm thinking, knows what my desires and goals are, and everybody in the world has exactly the same attitude toward themselves. I'm not superior to anybody else or inferior to anybody else, nor is anyone else superior or inferior to me. We are all geniuses expressing our inner awareness of that genius to its highest and most wonderful attitude. Now, if I have this attitude that all are geniuses and that I'm a genius, I will live a very peaceful, very fulfilled life, because I will feel that I can talk to anybody about any subject, and they will be cognizant of that subject. They'll be able to speak on that subject intelligently with me and offer some interesting observations on that that I might not have paid attention to. It's a wonderful world when you live in a world of geniuses. Because living in a world of geniuses, everything works out beautifully. There is no challenge. There is no feeling that somebody's inferior or superior to me or any of us, or that we are that way. There's only the realization that life is fun and is filled with imagination, is filled with magic, and is filled with all sorts of things that presently we may not be dreaming about, but the divine in us knows the answer. The divine in us knows all of the possibilities, all of the ramifications and all of the things that can be done. The divine in us knows this. And as the divine in us knows these things, we can draw upon them just as though it's the most ordinary, normal, beautiful thing in the world. I assure you. Einstein, in his thinking process, was never surprised that he could come up with the answer. Einstein knew he had a connection to the divine in him, and he called upon that connection often. And sometimes when he got so rattle-tattled and confused with what he was working on, and he thought, hey, I'm getting too tied up into this, he'd let go. And he'd let go and let go into his dream world. And he'd fall asleep. And he wouldn't be thinking about the project while he fell asleep. He would close that off and think about something else, something dumb, if you will, or something unimportant. And in his dream world, the answer would come to him. And then he would write it down, and oftentimes when he wrote it down, he was confused as to what it meant, because even though it was about what he was working on, the solution was written in terms that he had not quite thought of the solution in being in. But then just a little bit of his genius application to whatever came up, he figured it out. E equals mc squared is the theory of relativity. Wow! Fantastic! Well, now, it takes a rather genius mind to realize about the E equals mc squared and put those things together in just that package. But, of course, his inner being did it. Now, our inner being does it, too. We're like Mozart. We hear the music, we know the music, we write the music down exactly as we hear it, and it sounds beautiful and we get all the credit. We hear the ideas. We apply the ideas in our life and experience, and then we get all the credit. Yes, we do. We get all the credit for all these applications that we are making. And the applications are not so strange or unusual, but the applications are natural ways for us to look at them. But we hadn't quite looked at them in just that ordinary, wonderful way before. Many times we have creative ideas and creative dreams, and it can be just as we're falling off to sleep. And the thought comes to us, now, how would I handle this? And so I speak to myself. That's why I have my tape recorder handy at my bedside. And I press the button and I speak to myself and I say, huh, now this is a way to look at that. I'm half asleep and I'm letting the thing roll off my tongue. And pretty soon out she comes. And then as I wake up, I hear back what I said, and I say, well, I don't understand it now any better than I did then. I don't say that. I say, now, I know what all of this means. And then I go to breakfast, and I have breakfast. And I'm leaving the breakfast table, and all of a sudden, bing, 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 all the ideas are sparkling alive. They're jumping forward and saying, here's what I mean. Listen, now, this is what we're doing. And I'm aware, and I work with the ideas beautifully, because geniuses do that, and all of you are geniuses. All of you work in that wonderful, beautiful way, just like all of you work in the marvelous way of realizing who you are and what you are and where you are and why you are. Now, as we do this, we realize that we have set in motion something pretty spectacular for ourselves. We set in motion a concept that says to us and to our world, this is it. I understand. Ich verstehe. I understand. I know exactly what is meant by this. And then I know what is meant. When I have confidence in myself, when I believe in the information that flows through me, then I am listening to the divine in me, and I know. You are doing this all the time too. The divine in each one of you, as it is in me, is constantly sharing itself with us to reveal whatever dream is of our heart, whatever desire we have. And then the hardest part and the most interesting part is for us to take confidence and credit that what we are thinking is right and that we should do it. To follow our lead that comes to us from our inner awareness, to follow our lead that comes to us from our inspiration, from our illumination, to follow that lead. And as we make the practice of following that lead in little things, we will find that the bigger things will be easier to follow also. We will believe that we're making the right decision at any time, in any way. And as we make the right decision, we'll find that all the things that we're doing are exciting and dynamic and wonderful. They're powerful and beautiful and revealing to us of who and what we are. We too often forget what we're doing and think, oh no, that can't be, and we ignore it. Whereas if a good swift kick in our pants came, we might wake up. If a good swift awareness comes to us, ah so, and the oh, I see, ideas come to us, and we are illumined, and we are awake, and we are aware, and we don't think it's so great and so wonderful that I thought this, but it is so great and so wonderful the divine thought this through my thinking system. And I am so blessed, I am so honored to have the divine use me as this pathway, as this experience. The true genius knows he's a genius, but he also knows that everyone else is a genius too, and how great that is. And why I always thought that all the rest of the world knew me and knew everything I did and knew everything I am, and always recognized in me the goodness that they are in themselves. And this goes on today, beautifully, wonderfully, and perfectly. I'm working with geniuses, and wow, is that wonderful. Have a good day, my friends. I love you.